Spirit Radio Podcasts.
How do you face into challenges at work or at home or in your relationships? You may be thought of as successful, but does this mirror your own feeling of how you are developing or your sense of fulfillment? So these are just some of the questions that are being covered in a course coming up over the coming weeks. It's called The Personal Project, and it's talking about taking a look at your own life and seeing living life to the full as one of the most important projects of all. In the studio to tell us more, we have the course organizers, Greta Mohan, and we're on the line. We have Michael Fawcett, who actually did the course last year and is coming back for more. So that's a sign that it must be a pretty good course. And you're both very welcome to the show this morning. First of all, we're going to start with you, Greta, and just tell us a little bit about the course and what it is.
Morning, Jackie. Thanks for having us on this morning. Yes, so Personal Project is a new initiative for Ireland, run by Family Enrichment Ireland. And it's about the lives of young professionals. And when I say it's young professionals, it's young people in the age groups of, say, 22 to 36, there or thereabouts. And this time frame of our lives involves many important transitions and decision making. And up till that point in life, 22 or so, we have a great focus in life of going to college or securing employment. However, when that's achieved, what next if we want to live life to the full? So the course itself is 6 weeks, or six sessions, sorry. It's run out in Dunleary, one Saturday a month. And what it involves is a case study method. And that is actually designed a very successful model for learning and developing your own personal leadership, designed by Harvard Business School. And what that involves really is you receive a case study which concerns real life issues, be that concerning touching on areas of life, the family, friendships, dating, work, living with housemates or whatever the case may be. And you receive the case study a couple of days before the actual session. You get some time to think and reflect on the scenarios. And then on the Saturday, we all meet together and in small groups, we discuss the issues at hand and exchange your own thoughts and ideas on the topic. And then a moderator will facilitate discussion and give guidelines and such. So it's a great environment for young people to meet and discuss issues which you mightn't necessarily discuss in a bar or whatever. And it's all very relatable situations and the idea is obviously that we can learn for our own personal circumstances from these issues.
Yeah, and I imagine it's really good for somebody, maybe they finished college, they've started work, and now it's kind of like, now what? You know, how do I to grow as a person? How do I, you know, set my goals for the next 5-10 years?
Yes.
You know, because a lot of times when you get out of college, it's just like, what do I do now?
That's right.
It's a vast ocean ahead of me. What am I doing? So it's probably a good time to kind of come together, talk through some issues with people who are just going through the same stuff you are.
Absolutely, yes. And it is easy to sort of be complacent or just comfortable. Mm. You know, getting by is enough sometimes. But we need to maybe challenge ourselves to grow a little bit more and deal with situations better maybe. So I can be the best daughter or housemate or friend that I can be for
co-worker
people.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it takes your personal life and your working life and kind of helps you to grow individual. I love that idea. I've heard of something like this for families where, you know, parents can come in and do parenting courses and, you know, talk and share, but I've never heard of it for young professionals. I think that's a great idea. Mm. Yeah. And on the line, we have a young professional who has actually done the course, Michael Fawcett. We're just going to come over to you, Michael, for a minute because you've actually done the course. Tell us a little bit about what were your expectations and did the course meet them, Michael?
Yeah, so I can't recall too clearly what my expectations were. I think the person who recommended me onto the course was fairly heavy on describing the benefits of it as far as relationships were concerned. And so that kind of attracted me in, because I think as young people in this day and age, we're not really given guidelines as to a successful relationship. And so kind of, yeah, finishing college and starting work, being in that time of our lives, often we don't have a strong kind of template to refer to as to how we should be going about trying to find or conduct a relationship. So I think, yeah, my expectations were mainly centered around learning more in that area. And I found it really, really helpful. I think my expectations were surpassed quite a long way.
Well, that's great. Did you, Michael, find that the course affected your outlook on life at all?
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, I think not in a hugely significant way, but certainly in small ways. It was just very helpful, very enlightening. A lot of it, I thought, was kind of, a lot of it was just like common sense being kind of reaffirmed and reiterated and put into terms that was accessible to everyone, I felt. But yeah, certainly I found it enlightening and I hope to do it again.
And how did you find the structure of the course? Because I believe Greta was just sharing a bit about, like, you might have a scenario, you read through it and then you talk it through. Did you find that helpful?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, as she said, we were meeting in small groups to discuss each case study, and then all the small groups congregating together and being taken through the case study by a sort of mediator. I found that a really good way to do it. We were able to kind of discuss and go through the various issues in a more kind of intimate setting, more casual, you know, more like a conversation. And then, having had that bit of preparation, we were able to go into the session with the mediator with a kind of, I guess, a bit more confidence and a bit more insight.
And so it's obviously something that you got a lot out of, because you're coming back for more.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to coming back for more? What do you hope to gain this time around?
Well, I wasn't able to be present for a couple of the sessions, mm-hmm. So to do the course complete, I know will be helpful. Also, it's a great chance to meet and socialise with young, like-minded people. I think we just can't hear this stuff reiterated enough. You know, it's just really important to keep all of the principles that are being put forward by this course in mind all the time. And so, I welcome the opportunity to do it again.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Michael, thank you so much. And I'm going to come back to you, Greta. Because, you know, this sounds like something that could really be beneficial for young people. I'm kind of past that stage of life myself. But this time frame that you're talking about, these ages from 22 up to your mid-30s, it is a time when there's a lot of major decisions to make, isn't there? It's the time you usually meet your spouse, you might, you know, you're changing jobs, you're starting a family. So does the course kind of get you ready for that kind of stuff?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's really the idea of it. I mean, absolutely. You know, we're all, you know, hoping to achieve sort of whatever it is, marriage, buy a house or whatever the case may be. So, you know, the moderator and the ideas you get from other people will certainly help broaden your mindset and really help you to make the right choices, hopefully, and inform choices, you know.
So you're not just making choices. I think that's a very good point that you touched on there, Greta, because a lot of times, you know, life can just happen and you just fall in to your decisions.
Yes.
And your circumstances. But this seems to be kind of a way to be more proactive, so you're not just falling into things, but you're actually thinking about them.
Absolutely.
And maybe giving your life a little bit of direction.
Prioritizing what you want to achieve for your own life, which sometimes we don't think about enough.
We don't think about enough. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming in today and telling us about this course. And Michael, thanks for joining us on the line there, because I think it's great to hear somebody with some experience of having taken the course. Is it too late, Greta, to sign up for it? It's already started, so can people still get involved?
Yes. just check out the website familyenrichmentireland.org. There's certainly a number of places left. The next session is on the 30th of September, which is next Saturday. And it's a good idea to start as early as possible. So it's worth checking out now and, you know, get in contact with the family enrichment people, and they can accommodate various situations or whatever. But to get the most out of the course, really, we would encourage people to investigate about it now and contact us.
Yeah, I love here. There's a flyer here that I have about the course. It says it's going to help you to de-stress, reduce and channel worry, decomplicate, identify your priorities and decide, go wholeheartedly after your goals. I think that's, you know, wow. Who wouldn't want that?
Absolutely.
And you're never too young or too old for that as well, I'd like to add. Michael, thanks so much for joining us on the line.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And Greta, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks,
really do appreciate it, guys. So it's the personal project. It takes place on a number of Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Between September and February. Go to, like Greta told you, go to familyenrichmentireland.org. It has all the information there that you need, the cost of the course, where it's on at, and all the dates. And I wish there was something like this when I was that age. It really, really, these kinds of things, I think, are very, very helpful in just kind of meeting other people and kind of getting your head on and getting your head together. So, great.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.